there. The latest showbiz news.
From Australia to Hollywood.
With Jaden Forster.
Jaden Forster, good morning to you.
Good morning, Robbo.
Full House. It was very sad, the news, of course, when Bob Saget died, and the cause of death now released.
Yes, that's right. Exactly 1 month to the day, by the way, since he was found unresponsive in his hotel room over there in Orlando, Florida, after doing a comedy gig on the 9th of January, so the 10th of January, our time. His family has now released a statement confirming that he most likely died in his sleep after he accidentally hit his head on something and then, of course, went to bed and unaware of presumably of what was happening to him or the injury that he had possibly sustained, a head trauma, for what it's worth, is the official description that the family are using. As to what actually happened to him after he suffered the bump to the head, well, they haven't really said. Whether they know or whether they're just not willing to share that particular piece of information, I'm not too sure. But look, we do know there were no drugs or alcohol in his system, and there were certainly no signs of foul play. So according to the family, it just seems like a tragic accident where Bob Saget has unfortunately passed away at the age of 65.
Yeah. I love some of the terminology that people use, and excuse my dark sense of humour, but when they say he was found unresponsive, well, you know what? When they're dead, they usually are. Just a thought.
Well, yes, but we use the terms unresponsive to sound a little bit more pleasant and respectful than saying they were found dead or some other more unflattering terms.
Okay. John Burgess, discharged from a hospital. Baby John, he's on the mend.
He is, yeah. Well, it was only last week, right at this very time, I was sitting here telling you that he was going to be discharged very soon. And it wasn't long after that that it became quite apparent on Friday that that wasn't actually going to be happening. And then on Saturday, Burgo himself took to his Twitter account to tell us that he actually had blood poisoning as a result of that bacterial infection that he had been, basically saw him admitted to ICU in the first place. But thankfully, on Tuesday afternoon, almost a week actually to the day since he went into hospital, he was discharged and is now recovering at home. So, of course, a good outcome, of course. But I have heard that it did give him and his wife, Jana, a real, real fright, as you would imagine. It's a potentially life-threatening thing. So very much glad to report that he's on the mend, a good outcome, and he should be back at work pretty soon.
Good stuff. Now, Barry Crocker, and to use rhyming slang, this could be a Barry Crocker, I reckon. He's going to make a comeback thanks to his Neighbours fans.
Yeah, that's right. It's basically the big showbiz story of the week, really. I mean, Neighbours fans, of course, we heard the news about Neighbours earlier in the week. And fans over in the UK, they put out this plea on Twitter to get the original theme song, of course, by Barry Crocker, to number one, to basically show Channel 5, the broadcaster of Neighbours in the UK, how much they love Neighbours after they axed it. And, well, they succeeded. Yesterday, it went to number one on the UK soundtrack chart, knocking off Ed Sheeran and Adele as well. And so, yeah, a big, big comeback for Barry, who doesn't really do too much these days. There was some calls yesterday to get him to actually sing at the Logies, but the best entertainment reporter in the business, Peter Ford, said yesterday, apparently, that he doesn't want to appear on TV or camera anymore, and that's perfectly fine. That's his choice, but look, a great achievement nonetheless, so well done, Barry.
Yeah, well, look, having lived overseas for a decade, I tell you, I got so sick of people talking to me about Neighbours, and I reckon I've probably seen about three episodes. I reckon the last episode I would have seen would have still had, what was the dog's name? Buster or something, was it?
I don't know. You're testing me now.
Yeah, I know. It was a long time ago anyway. He'd be well and truly pushing up daisies. But, so everyone, they love it over there, love it. So it'll be interesting to see if it can be saved, that's for sure.
Yeah, I think, look, you know, I think it's probably unlikely, but I mean, there's lots of avenues they can go down between now and when the show's going to wrap up in June, so I guess we'll wait and see.
Watch this space, as they say. Jaden, always good to chat, mate. Thank you for that. Have a great week. We'll talk to you next week.
You too. Thank you, bye-bye.
Jaden Forster, our entertainment reporter, on the Wake Up Call.